the actions I take, I always think of, like, how can I market this to another person?
Wow.
I know. I don't know why I've been thinking of that word and why it's so constant in my brain, but I'm like, everything I do,
marketing, that's like you're selling to
I feel
people.
Like I'm selling myself to how I should be presenting to others.
Wow.
Yeah. For example, I was talking to DJ Star before the show about how I wanted to get, or how I am getting into hiking this year. I have more free time on my hands because I have joined the 9-to-5 culture. So my weekends are free now, which is nice. Planning to hit a lot more trails, but I don't know why, but I feel like I've just like been wanting to market myself more as someone who's outdoorsy and kind of more granola, and I'm not sure where this is coming from and why I want to sell myself like that.
Maybe it's coming from, like, if you're marketing yourself to other people and they absorb that marketing, they're like, oh, okay, maybe she is a hiker, maybe she is wanting to do outdoorsy things, then it kind of validates what you already want to feel inside, and it kind of just is like bounces back to you, and you're like, okay, yeah, maybe I am that person. Maybe.
Yeah, I think probably validation.
Yeah.
Validation-wise, but yeah, that's just a word that I felt kind of maybe tied in with the self-expression because, yeah, it's the way of how I express through my actions of going out in the weekends and hitting the mountain.
Hitting the mountains. Yeah, that's interesting though. Marketing.
I know, it's just that specific word. It's all the time in my head. It's just, how can I market? Even sometimes I'm just at home, I'm like, how can I market myself just sitting here eating breakfast?
Okay, it's pervasive. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you think that's self-expression though?
I think that it's hurting self-expression.
Yeah.
Because I'm constantly aware.
Conflicting with
it. And conflicting. So that's a conflict with the self-expression.
Yeah, I think it is also partially maybe like a self-fulfilling prophecy too. Like if you're marketing yourself as this, then you're going to start, other people are going to treat you like that, and then you're going to start acting like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if this will benefit me in the long run or if this will just hurt. The little authenticity I have left.
It does seem to be kind of in conflict with authenticity a bit. Marketing.
Yeah. I mean,
that seems like you're kind of changing.
Yeah, because I feel like maybe mental health-wise, I know deep inside that I'm trying to sell myself, so it isn't actually real. I'm the actual real me.
Yeah.
But what do you think for mental, or have you had any, what are thoughts for self-expression and mental health?
Mental health. I think when I limit my self-expression or limit things that I really want to say, like, it does take for sure a negative toll on my mental health. Like, even things just in a tutorial, for example, at university, if someone is asking a question, you know, you have an answer, you want to say it, you know you're right, and you just hold yourself back. Like, that always feels bad for
me.
That
feels terrible.
It feels like I feel like I'm kind of abandoning myself, like I'm not trusting in myself at all. Yeah,
and then someone answers the same exact answer, and you're like, ooh,
yeah,
could have done that.
And it's just like letting fear control me a bit. Even like if I want to talk to somebody, it's not very hard. Just be like, hey, I like your shoes or something, and just like start a conversation, make a friend. But there will be situations where I'm like, oh, like I should do it right now, and then I just don't do it because I'm scared. And
like the words come in your mouth, but you can't open your mouth.
Yeah, it's just like fear. And I think fear does limit my self-expression, mostly fear and anxiety. So when I let that win, like, I feel it, and I feel like my self-worth is worse. I feel like, oh, this is just the kind of person I am. Like, I can't.
You can't do it.
I can't do anything. I'm like boxing myself in. I'm like, I can't do those kinds of things. Like,
right.
I'm not the type of person who's going to speak in class.
Yeah. I feel the exact same.
Yeah. So I think that is, just censoring that part of myself is, definitely detrimental. But that's why creative self-expression, nobody's there. I'm just like alone in my room.
Yeah.
And I can do anything. That's why it feels really nice too. But that's part of being authentic and what's the word, just being yourself, I guess.
Yeah.
Is saying what you want to say and not holding yourself back. And it gives, for me, like, when I do say these things, I feel like I have more autonomy over myself. Like, I have more control in a way. And, like, I feel more, like, it's hard to describe. Like, I feel more in control, but I also feel more freedom.
Right.
I don't know if it makes sense, but I just feel, like, more, you know, I'm not at the whims of, like, fear or anxiety. Like, I can do what I want to do.
Yeah, your brain can override it. You can be your true self.
Like, I'm strong enough to put whatever, like, the answer is 3.1 or I don't know, like, anything like that. Like, I can, I can do that.
Yeah, sometimes I do. When I do it, like, my heart is racing so fast. I'm like, even though I know the answer is right, I feel like I'm going to slip up on my words or something. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to laugh.
And especially if it's a personal opinion, like, saying that in class, too, is...
Exactly.
Even worse.
That's why I feel like it is a very comfortable space and very authentic for us to do this radio show is because we're comfortable with what we can say, and then we feel like we have no judgment really, because I mean, you listeners can't really say anything back to us. I mean, at this moment in time, you can text us.
We're connecting energetically.
Connecting energetically. Mm-hmm. We know you are out there, but yeah, it's difficult, but it's something to try to push past, I think, especially in the 20s. Just say yes, do it, go against that initial fear.
Yeah, I have a vision of myself as this super old woman who just is, like, fully authentic.
Ooh.
And just, like, does not care what other people think.
Right.
And is gonna have, like... big hair and, like, weird clothes or something. And that would be honestly a really nice end to my life.
Yeah. Anything. Yeah. I know. I want to be an old lady and have great fashionable style. I'm going to wear so many bright colors just because I can.
Mm-hmm. Just, like, don't care.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Do whatever you like, but...
And it's not just self-expression, like, individual self-expression that we're talking about. I didn't know that this was a thing, but there's a concept called collective self-expression, which is a way to express unity with a group of people. So that's talking about, like, any kind of social or political movement, like, coming together with the same opinion or same beliefs or morals with somebody, like, a group of other people, and, like, bringing awareness to that and talking about that.
Yeah, you can definitely connect your identity with, I mean, associate with that entire group of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it definitely would make you... I feel better about myself when I'm with people who I feel like identify with how I perceive myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like to the type of friend group you have for every person as well, to your family or what kind of work you do and who your co-workers. Like, does that tie in to the values you and the beliefs you believe you have as a person?
Yeah, I think it is important to have similar values, at least, like, similar morals to people that you're close with. But then it also does get interesting when there is, like,
differences.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to really investigate, like, why you think this way or why you're expressing yourself in this way.
Yeah.
Which I also, obviously it's hard, but I also enjoy it too.
Mm-hmm. No, it's always good to have some diversity,
mm-hmm.
and not just stick to one little identity, because that's how we have Trump supporters. And
yeah, I mean, it does become an echo chamber in some senses, for sure. But before we end the topic, which seems like we're coming close to an end at least, I did want to talk about an example, like a real life example of self-expression, but I also thought there was a bit of collective self-expression involved as well. There is this exhibition at the Vancouver Art Gallery I saw a couple weeks ago. It was so good. It goes until February 17th, and it's by this artist called Shelley Nero, and the title of the exhibition is 500 Year Itch, and it's referencing 500 years of colonization. And she is an Indigenous artist, like, multimedia. She does photography, film. Her beading was amazing. And I normally don't see beading or any, like, more traditional types of Indigenous art in galleries, like, in glass cases. And it was just really, really nice to see. and there was sculpture and also just other kind of mixed media and collages. And it made me think about like self-expression and the way it can also be political, which is where the collective self-expression comes through. Like, mm-hmm. she was fully representing Indigenous women and girls through like self-representation, not from, you know, like an outsider colonial eyes. Like, that is, she had like pieces of kind of like the phases of a woman's life with different beaded hats, and I thought it was just so cool, like showing the different phases of womanhood through beading. And she had like photography with intergenerational connections, like kind of conveying the matriarchy. And like, as a white woman, I thought it was really inspiring. So I think seeing that as an Indigenous woman or Indigenous girl, like, would be so much more powerful too. Like, a lot of the themes are validation, understanding, acceptance, and love. Like, I definitely encourage you listening out there to go check it out. Like, it was so, so good. But yeah, I just think like when self-expression can be shared with other people and kind of change the mainstream perspective too, in a way, because a lot of art galleries are so full of the same people with the same kind of backgrounds, especially with like European art being so widespread as the pinnacle of creativity, or like, it's so academic and so, I don't even know how to describe, like, we think it's so important, but then there's so many other types of art and types of people that have equally interesting contributions. And I'm kind of going on a tangent right now, but yeah, I think it can kind of change how people think and validate those who haven't really seen their perspectives or their lives being, you know, like, cherished and shared with other people. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that go was my example.
Go check it out, guys. Vancouver, please. Art Gallery until mm-hmm. February 17th.
500 year itch.
That's the name is funny though. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a little wrap up on self-expression, and we are gonna jump back into the music now. So this next one is DJ Star's song.
Yeah, I think it's more folk. It's Leaf Rapids, and the song is In the Woods. And it's new. So yeah, take a listen.
Strangest things, knock the wind through the trembling. crazy feeling that it owns me. And laugh a bit uneasily. There are stories in the trees. Every ring a memory.
Kaylin.
And I'm Rebecca.
We're the hosts of Sociologic, broadcasting live at CJSF 90.1 FM from 7 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday.
Tune in to hear meaningful conversations exploring all ideas through a sociological lens.
Thank you. Dios es la vida que viene del mar, profunda y ruidosa nos va a contestar. En las calles suenan banderas de unidad, en las calles suenan banderas de unidad, corren nuestras crías a la libertad, en las calles suenan banderas de unidad.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Couple songs we just played. It is a little out of order, so if you're viewing this from the website, sorry. Mm-hmm. These are going to jump around a bit. But the last song you just heard was Unbothered by David Lavoie and Carson Tawaro. This is from their album Tear Down, and I actually just heard this a couple of hours ago from CGSF on someone else's show, and I decided to borrow the song and put it on ours.
Mm-hmm. And the song before that was by Al Balcon, and it was No Creo en Banderas, which I think means I don't believe in flags.
Ooh.
And the song before that was a pretty good one. It was Far Away by Abido Sound Machine. They do African electronic music with elements of funk, disco, modern post-punk, and electro. So
that pretty one cool was pretty
band,
good.
Yeah.
From their album Pull the Rope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, we played that one before, and we just had to play it again because going in all my playlists,
mm-hmm.
all of DJ Star's playlists, but
mm-hmm. pretty good self-expression too.
Very good self-expression. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but hope you enjoyed today's topic and music. We had a fun episode diving into this, and maybe we'll touch on it in the future again, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is the end of us for today. So
yeah.
Up next is now it's not Revolution Rock, but it's Sociologic. It's from 7 to 8, and it's with the other two girls from our radio station. You'll hear about them. We're running out of time. And then we have Bit Coover at 8 p.m. But yeah, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah, and thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Have a good night.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.